AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A new passport marks a milestone, how the country recognizes people who don't identify themselves as either male or female. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
For the first time, the State Department has issued a passport with an X gender description. It will not say who received the passport, but that the option will be more broadly available next year. America's Special Diplomatic Envoy for LGBTQ rights calls them historic moves, saying a person can live with more dignity and respect when their identity documents reflect their true identity. Australia and Canada are among other nations that let citizens designate a gender other than male or female on passports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Leaked documents from Facebook provide a firsthand look at how then-President Donald Trump's social media posts ignited more anger after the death in police custody of George Floyd last year in Minneapolis.
We can't allow a situation like happened in Minneapolis to descend further into lawless anarchy and chaos.
On Twitter, Trump called protesters in Minneapolis thugs and said, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Facebook's own internal automated controls, meant to catch posts that violate rules, predicted with almost 90% certainty Trump's message broke the tech company's rules against inciting violence. No action was taken. Twitter responded quickly at the time by covering Trump's tweet with a warning and prohibiting users from sharing it any further. Senate Democrats are unveiling a new billionaires tax proposal to help pay for President Biden's sweeping domestic policy package. The president says his package will be fully paid for and won't raise taxes for anyone earning less than $400,000 a year. 425,000 people are without power in Massachusetts from a powerful coastal storm. This is AP News. A star on Australia's Adelaide United did something rare in soccer or in men's sports around the world.
I'm Josh Cavalli. I'm a footballer, and I'm proud to be gay.
His team released a video. The 21-year-old Cavallo says he felt the need to hide himself until now.
I'm tired trying to perform at the best of your ability and to live this double life. It's exhausting.
Cavallo said he was worried people would treat him differently once they knew he was gay.
The response and support I have received is immense. It's starting to make me think that why have I been hiding this burden for so long?
His coach, Carl Viert, praised Cavallo for his courage.
Hopefully that opens more doors for more players and more people that have gone through the same struggles as Josh.
Cavallo's season in Australia kicks off next month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.